From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A federal judge in Alaska has halted a timber sale planned within the country's largest national forest while the merits of the case are argued. In a written order, U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason said conservation groups had raised questions about the adequacy of a review underlying the planned sale on Prince of Wales Island. Gleason barred the U.S. Forest Service from activities implementing the sale, including opening any bids or awarding any contracts, until further order from the court. She acknowledged agency arguments that a delay in the sale would hurt local timber mills, but Gleason said the injunction is only intended to be in place until a decision is reached on the case's merits and that there are other planned upcoming sales in the region. The City and Borough of Juneau's municipal election is October 1st. This year, there are four candidates seeking four seats on the Juneau Assembly, and we'll hear from each of them this week. While none of them are opposed in the traditional sense, the two candidates for the two District 1 seats are competing over who will get a full three-year term. The candidate who receives fewer votes will be up for re-election next year. We put the same question to them all and collected their responses. Today's question is, why are you running?
My name is Carol Treem, and I'm running for the area-wide assembly seat. Well, I've had a really fantastic time the last year on the assembly, learning and meeting new people. And I said last year that I could bring kind of an analytical economics approach to assembly decision making. And I think I found that I do bring that. We have a wide variety of voices on the assembly. I think I have a positive impact by bringing that kind of analytical forward thinking approach to our decision making.
I'm Greg Smith. I'm running for Juneau Assembly, District 1. I'm running because I was born and raised in Juneau. I love this place. It has provided me a lot of quality things, a strong public education, a safe neighborhood to grow up in, good job opportunities, and I'm running to keep it a safe, healthy, great place to live.
My name is Alicia Hughes-Scandies. I'm running for the Assembly, District Seat 1. I'm running because my experience serving on the assembly has been overwhelmingly positive. It was a real honor to be chosen, and it sort of convinced me that this is the best way I can give back to the community. I've just had a ton of opportunities since moving to Juneau 15 years ago, and I feel like it's my responsibility to make sure it remains a place of opportunity. It's given me a home, it's given me a community, and you know, I want to protect that home and make sure it's a positive community.
My name's Wade Bryson, and I'm running for Assembly District 2. I just completed my first year and first term on the Assembly, and I absolutely love it. I really enjoy the work. I enjoy the Assembly group that I'm with right now. I'm very proud of the work that we do, and I'm very pleased with the results that we've produced for the city over the last year. My experience on Problem Corner, where I was getting involved in community topics, was a great segue into being an assembly member. I get to talk to more people now that I'm on the assembly, and I get to hear more and newer and different perspectives, and it's allowed me to get a great bit of information and really be able to help solve some of Juneau's problems. I've been involved in the child care initiative, helping with the police force, and I look forward to all the opportunities that next year can offer, and I'm honored to serve the people of Juneau. I thank them.
We also asked that question of the four candidates seeking two seats on the Juneau School Board.
My name is Dee Dee Sorensen, and I'm running for a seat on the Juneau School Board. I'm running for the Juneau School Board because I have taught in Juneau for over 35 years, and I've lived downstream from quite a number of board decisions, some good, some bad. I'm aware of the unintended consequences and the collateral damage of a lot of those decisions. And I'd like to take my education, my experience, and help shape future decisions by the board.
My name is Martin Stepton Sr., and I am running for the Board of Education for Juneau, Alaska. I'm running for school board because I believe in a strong, stable, balanced education for our kids here in Juneau. I'm running because I have a vested interest in the school board's success and the school's success. I have four kids in the school ranging from Head Start all the way to high school. So I am running to ensure that our schools are guided properly, especially through these turbulent times, and I want to be in place to help make the tough decisions if there is any to be made.
My name is Bonnie Jensen, and I'm running for school board. I'm running because I have two young children that are currently attending Gastineau Elementary, and I feel like my budget and governmental state statutes and regulations experience can be useful on the board and would ultimately benefit my children.
I'm Emil Mackey, and I'm running for Juneau School Board. I have a PhD in public policy with an emphasis in higher education policy. I also have a master's in education from the University of Alaska Fairbanks in curriculum design and instruction and a bachelor's of science in teaching. So education has been my life academically as well as professionally, where I worked in higher education for almost 15 years and previously served on the school board from 2015 to 2018. Loved it. I have a two-year-old child, and that changes perspective a little bit. And I just want to run and make sure that we're making the correct and balanced choices that the school district needs for priorities so that we have the best education available to my child and everybody else's child in the school district when they need it.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from all eight candidates' positions on the budget and funding issues. You can learn about and compare all of the candidates for Juneau Assembly and School Board at ktoo.org/elections. An SUV smashed through a wall at a parking garage in downtown Juneau and into an active construction zone, injuring one worker. That's according to an eyewitness, Zachary Toulier. Toulier was on duty Monday afternoon for bootlegger security in the Marine parking garage when the worker was pinned under a steel beam.
Unfortunately, the guy started screaming help continuously. They were able to get the crane and actually lift it to get him out of it. Then the EMTs and the police showed up. Thankfully, the EMTs got to him before any real major damage was done, from what I can see.
He said he and his partner called 911 as soon as they realized they couldn't help. Construction crews were working on the Waterfront Archipelago lot project. Construction was on hold Monday afternoon while Juneau police officers investigated. Tricano Construction is the contractor for the project. When asked about the incident, Vice President Jeff Tricano said he had no comment. Some of Alaska's newest legislators are concerned that the deep budget cuts being pursued by the Dunleavy administration will starve the state's economy. They spoke during a legislative leadership forum on Thursday at the annual meeting of the Southeast Conference in Sitka. KZAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Senator Jesse Keel and Representative Sarah Hannon, who represent Northern Southeast Alaska and Juneau, and Representative Dan Ortez, who represents Ketchikan and some Prince of Wales communities, held the stage for half an hour at the Southeast Conference. The trio didn't pull their punches when it came to discussing Governor Dunleavy's efforts to cut the state budget by over $400 million. Ortez, a third-term independent, called out the governor's attempt to take 50% of raw fish taxes, historically collected by communities to support harbors and other infrastructure, and transfer them into the state budget. He also criticized the 20% cut to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which has impaired the agency's constitutional mandate to manage the state's fisheries. Ortez suggested that the administration had overshot its goal of being efficient and was doing harm.
While I'm going to continue to be an advocate for efficiencies as we move forward, we also need to make sure that in our attempt to achieve efficiencies that we're not overcutting these agencies that have a very, very important job that links directly into how our economy is going to move forward in a positive way in the future.
Representative Sarah Hannon has been in the legislature for 9 months. She said that the administration and legislature had cut the budget beyond what is acceptable for a healthy economy of Alaska. That remark generated a round of applause from the Southeast Conference. So did this one from a legislator whose district includes much of Juneau.
We've got a diversified economy, but when you take 817 state jobs out of our region, jobs that had mortgages, jobs that supported families, that's really crippling to a region. And it may not have shown up as significantly in Anchorage, and there's that idea that if you concentrate the entire economy in one place, you have some efficiency. But for a state, that's not good. The goal of government isn't to be efficient. We want it to be efficient. Our goal of governing should be to serve the needs of our state.
Hannon got another ovation for alluding to a person who is no longer director of OMB. a reference to Donna Ardoin, whom Governor Dunleavy brought in from out of state to oversee the drafting of this year's budget. Dunleavy has since moved Ardoin into a consulting role. Senator Jesse Keel, also a first-term legislator from Juneau, said this was an opportunity to push for a return to budgeting from the bottom up.
The governor hasn't changed his philosophy. We're still going to have he and I some differences, I think, of opinion. But there was a good conversation about moving more of the work of developing the governor's budget proposal into the departments where they do the actual work.
The two House districts that represent Juneau saw a complete turnover in their legislative delegation last fall. Another newcomer, Representative Andy Story, was scheduled to appear at the forum but was not present. Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Senator Bert Stedman both appeared before the conference on the previous day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority has begun accepting bids for parcels of land up for auction in its annual land sale. Juneau Empire reported Friday that the Trust Authority is expected to continue the sealed bid sale until November 12th before opening bids on November 14th. Mental Health Trust officials say all plots of land, ranging from $12,400 to $112,000, will be sold to the highest bidder. Officials say proceeds would go to trust programs that serve state residents with a variety of mental health issues. Officials say parcels are to be accepted as is and where there is no guarantees to its suitability for any intended use. The parcels are located throughout Southeast Alaska, near Juneau, where some remote regions lack access to water or roads. The Alaska Republican Party has canceled holding a presidential primary in 2020. In a statement Saturday, the party's state central committee passed a rule saying a primary would serve no useful purpose because Republican Donald Trump is president. Earlier this month, Republican leaders in Nevada, South Carolina, and Kansas voted to scrap their presidential nominating contests in 2020, erecting more hurdles for the long-shot candidates challenging President Donald Trump. Canceling primaries, caucuses, and other voting is not unusual for the party of the White House incumbent seeking a second term. Doing so allows Trump to try to consolidate his support as Democrats work to winnow their large field of candidates. Challengers have emerged to Trump, including former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and Joe Walsh, a former Illinois congressman. Others may join them. And finally, here's a look at the National Weather Service forecast for the Juneau Borough and Northern Admiralty Island. Tonight, widespread rain showers, lows in the mid-40s, east winds to 20 miles per hour. Tuesday, scattered rain showers, highs in the mid-50s, east winds to 15 miles per hour. That's it for the KTOO News Update for Monday, September 23rd, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.